With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Rich, as you know, I was in Las Vegas for 3 days last week.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Three full days. Got there Monday, came back Friday.
Indoctrinating your now 21-year-old son in the ways of the sports gambling
world. He had a great time. He was into it, man. He really enjoyed himself. Played a little blackjack, too. Ate some good meals. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. And one of the things that really jumped out at me as I was sitting in the various sports books out there was that on all of the walls up there, you know, they've got the big ticker board that has the odds for all the games of the day in the various sports.
Mm-hmm.
But then if it's a big enough sports book, they've also got panels on the wall that have the futures bets for different championships. And the one that was up there all day, I'm sitting there in Caesars on Wednesday watching college basketball, and that's where we watched the Rockets and the Rockets and the Warriors, because we could actually bet on the Rockets game there. We stayed at the Golden Nugget, but you can't bet on the Rockets at the Golden Nugget because Tillman Fertitta is the owner of both the Nugget and the Rockets.
Okay.
It's forbidden for you to be able to bet on his team in his casino. Those
probably
are the rules.
A good thing.
Yeah, those are the rules. So it is weird picking up an NBA futures sheet that doesn't have the Rockets even on it. It's strange. But anyways, we're sitting in Caesars, and they have the futures bets for the Super Bowl this coming season.
Mm-hmm.
The top four teams to win the Super Bowl this coming year, according to the odds makers, or at least the sports book in Caesars, and this matches up with a lot of the other sports books that I follow and look at.
Right.
The top four teams, not surprisingly, are the four teams that made the conference title games last year. Chiefs, Patriots, Rams, and Saints. Some permutation of those four teams are the top four teams on nearly all of the odds boards out there.
Okay.
In Caesars, the fifth best team, or the fifth shortest odds on the board,
right,
the Cleveland Browns.
It's unbelievable.
12-1, you know, anywhere from 10-1 to 15-1 for the Cleveland freaking Browns to be the champions of the world at American football.
Westgate in Vegas has them as the favorite to win the AFC North.
Yeah.
This is a division with Pittsburgh and Baltimore in there.
Baltimore the defending champ, and Pittsburgh the best team in that division over the last decade.
Plus 140, which I have no idea what that means.
That's, Rich, you've been saying that for 5 years. If you don't know what that means by now, that just means you're not very smart, because I explain it to you every time.
I know. And
it means you risk $100 to win $140.
Which is, yes, I'm not very smart. We've established that.
Yeah, but you know what that means.
Not really.
All right. Well, that means, for the benefit of the audience out there, it means you're betting $100 to win $140. Who are the other?
Pittsburgh's plus 160. So you got to bet $100 to win 60?
No. You bet $100 to win 160.
To win 160.
Yeah. $100 to win 160.
I'm not a smart man.
God, you're not, man. If it takes, I mean, literally, I've explained this to you 1,000 times.
And you will again.
It probably. What are Baltimore's odds?
Those are the only ones I have in the AFC North.
Not good enough value on Pittsburgh for me to take Pittsburgh there. But in some places, Pittsburgh is plus 250, plus 300, which means 2.5-1, 3-1, somewhere
there.
That's good value on Pittsburgh in my mind. This is how I feel, and I'm going to get into what we teased here in just a second because it ties into the Cleveland Browns. But we've been talking about Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown on the show today, kind of sprinkled in, and we just got done talking about the Steelers during All Due Respect.
Right.
If you were to ask me which of the entities involved in the whole triangle of Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and the Steelers as an organization are going to be the happiest with their situation at the end of 2019, I will take the Steelers organization. I think Le'Veon Bell has a chance of getting his head handed to him running the ball in New York. I think the Antonio Brown situation in Oakland is very combustible.
Well,
and I think the Steelers are going to be, they're not going to be as explosive as they've been, obviously, but I think they're going to be fine.
And I don't know if you were going for this or not. I'm going to assume you are because you were, because you're a pretty smart guy. But it makes for a perfect segue into what you teased, because both the Jets and the Oakland Raiders are perennial bottom feeders in the NFL and have been for some time, considered to be mismanaged by upper management and gone through a bunch of coaches and general managers and so-called franchise quarterbacks and searching for franchise players and They've missed way more than they've hit in recent years.
They have. And so that's where Bell and Brown are going. And if winning means anything to either guy, if you're asking me who's going to win the most games next year out of the Jets, the Raiders, or the Steelers, give me the Steelers.
I'll go with the Steelers also, but I think there's hope for the Raiders. I mean, my gosh. I mean,
made a lot of moves.
I know Gruden's kind of a clown, but he's got so many assets. I just feel like he's got a pretty good chance to turn them into at least respectable.
Yeah, we'll see. A lot of it's going to be Derek Carr. You know, how's that go? How does Derek Carr, does he get back to being closer to the Derek Carr of 2016 than the Derek Carr of the last 2 years? But as you pointed out, Rich, my question now with Cleveland, at least having the appearance of knowing what they're doing, I don't think anybody's laughing at the Cleveland Browns anymore based on all these moves they've made in the last 12 months.
They went 5-2 in their last seven last year.
So they're clearly...
For the Cleveland Browns, that's Super Bowl level.
Yeah, it is. So clearly, this we can agree on. They're not the laughing stock of the NFL any longer. Not even close.
I agree.
So there's got to be somebody who's now the laughing stock of the NFL. So with Cleveland now seemingly knowing what they're doing... Rich, I hate to say this. I think your Giants are the new punchline organization in the NFL.
They are absolutely in the conversation, if not the leader in the clubhouse. I mean, historically, you would default to the Buffalo Bills if it wasn't the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, we'll get to how I feel about Buffalo. I don't even know that Buffalo is the biggest laughing stock in their own division.
At least they have an up-and-coming young quarterback.
They've got an up-and-coming young quarterback. They made the playoffs a couple of years ago.
They did.
And they frankly went 6-10 last year with a roster that was probably a 3-win roster. I don't think they're... I don't even know if they're on the list of like the 5 or 6 worst laughing stocks.
No, the Giants are going to be bad for probably a few years at least.
And it's their own
fault.
And
they've been bad for a few years. Let's not forget, and this is one of the reasons why you might defend the Beckham trade... He was there 5 years. They had one winning record in those 5 seasons.
Yep.
What's the point of keeping the highest paid receiver in the NFL if you're going to go 5-11 every
year?
Well,
because, and Rich, I agree with what you're saying. Their explanation, if they were to have kept Beckham, would be, well, we still believe in Eli Manning, and why would we take weapons away from Eli Manning if we still believe in Eli Manning?
All you have to know about Eli Manning is when, and I can't even remember his name, who was the head coach that benched him?
McAdoo. Ben McAdoo.
When Ben McAdoo benched him, I don't know if I can sufficiently describe the level of uproar in the greater New York area among Giants fans.
Yeah.
And it spoke to something, and I think the Giants heard it, they saw it, and it's influenced their thinking moving forward with Eli Manning, that you're right. Right or not, and it's probably not. Right or wrong, it's probably wrong. He is untouchable. He is dictating the end of his career. They aren't considering cutting him loose. Now, that said, he's only got 1 year left on his deal. They're going to be done with Eli Manning after 2019.
Are you sure? We've been saying they're going to be done with Eli Manning for 3 years now, Rich.
I understand.
Yeah.
I do. I still expect them very likely to draft that next quarterback this year. They passed on Darnold last year. I'd be surprised if they passed on Haskins this year. We'll see how it plays out. I think they are realistically planning for it, and I think the fan base can be, you're not going to set the fan base on fire again if you start implying that the end is near with Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, for those who don't know, just got a $5 million roster bonus yesterday. He's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, it's over.
Here's Eli's record since he won that Super Bowl in 2011.
No, it's not good. The team's record is horrible.
9-7. 7-9, 6-10, 6-10. He had that one outlier 11-5 year where he wasn't that good, but the team was pretty good. And then 3-12 and 5-11. I mean, they've been really bad the last 2 years.
11-5 is the 1 year with Beckham on the roster that they had a winning record.
But the thing is with the Giants, yes, them being beholden to Eli Manning is the crown jewel of their crown of ineptitude. It absolutely is. That benching of him for that one game has made them beholden to him. And the funny thing is, Eli's not a guy who's super vocal. It's almost like they're kowtowing to him, but he hasn't really made a lot of noise about needing to be kowtowed to.
Well, and throwing all the money they've thrown at that defense, and it's not been money well spent.
It hasn't. Okay, so the case for the Giants as the laughing stock organization in the NFL certainly begins with their treatment of Eli Manning. And Rich, I'm not so sure, I'm not nearly as sure as you are that they're taking a quarterback with the 6th or the 17th pick. If your MO has been to not piss off Eli Manning, I would think that not drafting a quarterback 6th or 17th falls in line with that behavior more than actually taking his replacement while he's still on the team.
Yeah, I just think we've gotten to that point, but we'll see.
Well, he's still playing, so I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
But I think John Elway is making a case to be right behind the New York Giants on this list we're making up.
He's here. On my list. We'll go through. I've got the short list here. To me, the Giants are the winner, and here are the reasons why. Not just Eli. The trade Odell Beckham after giving him a $20 million signing bonus and absorbing all that dead money. That's what made this deal such a great deal for the Broncos, or not the Broncos, but the Browns.
Yeah.
Is that the Giants have done all the heavy lifting with the signing bonus money. It's a great contract now.
Well, Beckham...
he may ask for more money at some point.
Beckham's behavior lowered the expectation for the Giants in that trade, I believe.
Yep.
I believe they did not get the return on Beckham they might have gotten had he played by the rules. Two things in Cleveland, though. He's got to make sure he stays healthy because he does get banged up. And again, he says and does things that make you scratch your head. And will that sort of erratic behavior continue in Cleveland? If either of those things are a problem, then paying Odell Beckham that kind of money in Cleveland could turn out to be a problem for the Browns. And honestly, I like Jabril Peppers a lot. I think Peppers, a former number one pick, along with a future number one pick and a third round pick, is actually a pretty decent return, even though you're going to be in cap hell for a year because you moved him.
Yeah, we'll see. They insisted on Peppers being in the deal, reportedly.
I don't hate that deal as a Giant fan.
I'm not as impressed with Peppers as you are.
But there was panic in New York this weekend when I was up there.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of noise about how upset Giants fans in that area are about that deal.
You traded their most exciting player. You know how many Beckham jerseys are getting thrown in the trash now because they just traded Odell Beckham? The drafting of Eric Flowers and Eli Apple with first-round picks, I submit that to you. I submit drafting Saquon Barkley, a running back, with the second overall pick when you needed a new franchise quarterback and you're cross-city rival took one with the very next pick who looks like he's going to be pretty good.
Even though Barkley's the real deal. But it's about the position.
And then the need.
I get it.
Yeah, he didn't have a need. Yeah, yeah. That's that. Barkley's a great player, but not second overall to a team that needed a quarterback. And even Landon Collins, they had chances to trade him at the trade deadline.
No, that turned out to be a joke.
Yeah.
And 25 years old, you let him walk? That's ridiculous.
They let him walk in free agency. So there is a lot of evidence there to back up the Giants as the new Browns, Rich. But let's just quick go through the short list here of teams that could be a bigger joke than the Giants.
I think our lists are probably going to be comparable.
You go
one, I'll go one.
Okay. I think the Jets are still on the list.
Oh, absolutely.
Until all these moves have worked out for them, the Jets are unequivocally on the list. However, Arrow pointed up because of Sam Darnold at quarterback.
Of course, a lot of these things are organizational.
They are.
I think the Cincinnati Bengals should be on that list.
Cincinnati is absolutely on that list.
Again, organizational.
They are. I do think we can categorize these teams, though, as teams that at least have hope. Like, the Jets have hope because they've got Darnold and they've got Bell. Cincinnati, I'm not sure. That's a good one because I'm not sure they have hope right now. I don't think the Giants have hope right now.
No, I don't think so either.
The Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins are the team that's in the most obvious open tanking mode of any team in the NFL. So, yes, absolutely.
They're in the conversation. Not a bigger joke than the Giants right now. Go ahead, Rich.
I mentioned Denver because Elway has mismanaged a lot of big decisions since Peyton Manning saved his bacon and won that Super Bowl.
He is, but they're not nearly the joke that the Giants are, in part because they've won a Super Bowl within the last few years.
Right, no, and I agree, but I think they're trending that way.
On my short list.
It's the note we had around the end of the regular season. It's their first back-to-back losing season since the early 70s.
Yep, they're absolutely in that. And with Joe Flacco at quarterback, the trajectory is pointed in the wrong direction right now if you're the Denver Broncos.
Agreed.
I submit the Jacksonville Jaguars as a team that's on that list.
They're not on my list only because I think I believe more in Foles than you do. I think Foles is in a good situation down there with that defense and with that running back that he'll succeed.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about Foles. And other than the year they went to the AFC title game last year, it's just been a cesspool of futility over the last 7 or 8 years. I think I just gave Jacksonville. Do you have others on your list? I've got four more on my list.
I have two more on my list. I threw Tampa Bay on the list.
I think they belong on that list.
I mean, if for no other reason than they apparently still, for some reason, believe in Jameis Winston.
Well, at least just for a fifth-year option.
Right.
They haven't paid him long-term yet.
Right.
The Washington Redskins.
That's a good one.
They overspend. They made Landon Collins.
Landon Collins deal's ridiculous.
It's a typical Redskin kind of deal, though.
It is, you're right.
And they haven't done much in terms of winning big picture. Do you have any more teams on your list? It sounds like you may have one more.
Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona should definitely be on there. And I think the Detroit Lions should be on there, too.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm with you that the Giants, of all the teams we named, the Giants are clearly number one right now.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And we're talking laughing stock of the NFL. Cleveland is no longer that. And I don't think we can say Buffalo is either.
Are the Texans, the drafting of Deshaun Watson, away from being on this list?
That's a really good question.
Had the Texans not drafted Deshaun Watson, I think it's safe to say that they missed the playoffs this past year. They obviously went 4-12 the year he got injured. They're probably still hovering around in purgatory, best case, hovering around in purgatory. Yeah. And now you're looking at a team that hasn't... Look, Jacksonville's at least been to a conference title game a couple times. We mentioned the Broncos. They won a Super Bowl a few years ago.
Yeah.
The Washington Redskins, you know, they've hovered around 500, made the playoffs a few times. The Texans are still, to this day, an organization that has not won a divisional round playoff game.
It's definitely possible what you're saying. I don't know if I can say for sure that it would be the case.
If they don't draft Deshaun Watson, what's the difference between them and the Redskins?
Mainly because even without Deshaun Watson, aside the outlier occasional 2-14 season, they've generally been a respectable franchise.
Right. So my question again, if they don't draft Deshaun Watson, what separates them from being the Washington Redskins?
The fact that I think they're a better run organization and have a better track record in the absence of a franchise quarterback than maybe the Washington Redskins.
What separates them from being the Detroit Lions?
Now you're getting warmer.
Right. I mean, but these are all teams we just named in this exercise.
Yeah.
Hell, the Arizona Cardinals have been to a Super Bowl. They've been to a conference title game in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I love the Texans, but let's not sit here in Houston and chuckle at all these teams and act like we're following a team that's made multiple deep runs into the playoffs. I'm not.
And the city of we both believe that. I mean, the city of Houston won the lottery when they got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we hadn't had that winning ticket in the history of the franchise, and maybe only once, if that, in the history of the Oilers franchise.
Yep.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.